Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Amazon, you can find it on our website, you can get a lot of different places. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because in that book, we share a lot of your initial questions to Archangel Zadkiel. And Shri was like, hey, prove to me this isn't just my wife's having a psychotic break here.
Well, and also, I was very cognizant that I wanted to know if I was dealing with a pure stream of information.
Yeah, exactly.
Because so many people move into what you might call an alpha state or a theta brainwave state, and they begin to receive messages or channel, whatever words you want to put on it. But oftentimes that information is filtered through the egoic lens. That it's partially inspired and partially worldly. And I was very concerned that we were receiving something that was pure. And so I would question. Well, anyway, back to the question.
Exactly. What is normal?
And so I love the response, and I'm going to preface sharing the response with this one statement. Archangel Zadkiel always said, if it does not feel like love, it is not of the highest.
Zadkiel would always say that if it left you with, and this is all in Sacred Union, The Journey Home, and I really encourage you to learn more about Archangel Zadkiel and read that book. But Zadkiel would always say, if there was a sense of higher or lower, if there was a sense of judging another to justify, and Zadkiel had a lot to share about this.
Yeah, and so back to this whole thing of normal, and part of what was underpinning my question was, have you noticed over the years that what's normal for you might have changed? You know, that what you felt was normal when you were in high school is different than what you felt was normal when you were in college, was different than what you felt was normal as you got out in the workplace, etc. You got the idea.
If you were allowing yourself to grow. I think there are people that have a normal that becomes their lifelong normal.
That they got kind of locked in.
I think that's important to point out where you're going here, Shri, because there are those who are living a straight 3D life, and they're a cookie cutter of what is normal. And we have a lot of email that came in after yesterday's show, and we're going to get to some of that today because very good comments. You're talking about the one who is on a path, a journey of expansion, and whether you know it or not, you're suddenly having to shift paradigms. You're having to shift to new normals.
New normals.
Yeah.
Well, just to bring this to a close, so Zadkiel looked at me and said, Shri Ramka, normal is that state where you feel at peace with yourself and the world. That's
now,
normal.
Breathe that in. That normal is that place where you feel at peace with yourself and the world.
It has no bearing on what others may say or think about you. Think about that for a moment. What your normal is that state where you're happy with yourself. You're content. You're at peace. And so I offer that because some of these communications that we've received and around all of the, I would call it almost violent communications, that social media, it's like people blast their opinion without respect for who's receiving.
Well, because they feel safe. See, that's the key. They feel safe to abuse. Now, that's a culture. And we're not saying that there's anything wrong with that. That's part of the allness, right? All is being shown right now. However, those of you that tuned in yesterday to explore the mysteries, Shri talked about nonviolent communication and how that's part of our evolution, is learning how to come together. And we shared a lot about people who, you know, just recently, I'll share very recently, Shri and I, no matter where your perception of level of attainment is from yourself and or others, we will always continually keep refining our filter until we transition out of these bodies, no matter what. And that's just part of having a body. That's actually enlightened to understand that, rather than think that if you have transcended that. Anyway, we won't go into that discussion. But the discussion I really want to take us to in this moment is the one that it is okay if you get duped once in a while, because we were, we recently were very duped by a phenomenal pair of people who, God bless, taught us the final lessons we needed to know. And we are so grateful. And so And I shouldn't say final, the lessons we needed to know to get to this moment in our evolution. And so as you are on your journey, and I'm also bringing this up because of some of the emails we received that maybe talk about, and then we'll get to some of our callers. And remember, ask for a mini soul reading, say hello, join in the conversation, 517-208-1500. Go ahead, Sri.
Well, so here we are in this modern era of social media, and people feel that they have permission to blast opinions or criticize other people's behavior. Now, I have no objection to people having an opinion. I do feel it's unkind to blast that opinion or criticize another being without first having some form of rapport with them and to be able to have a conversation that will result in a benefit rather than defensiveness.
So that's the secret, isn't it? The conversation.
Yeah.
And this is what, again, we learned recently, and we were talking about this on yesterday's show. What you're saying is actually an evolved thing because it means that you're talking to someone that despite what they may be projecting or feeling, there is at least a willingness to have the conversation.
Yes, yes,
whereas what is one of the experiences that's playing out right now is the ability to dump and walk away.
To not take responsibility
and to take zero
for your
responsibility
behavior.
For your behavior or what you've done. Now, that is part of the allness. We are not judging this. You know, we are at the time of the allness, and so all is expanding. However, that is one level of engagement. And if you happen to be catching us at OneNessTalkRadio.com, right on the homepage, you will see where OneNessTalkRadio.com has talked about that the gift that Oneness Talk Radio is bringing to the planet is that we do, all of us that are hosts there, believe that all voices deserve to be heard. That does not mean you have to agree with them. And that does not mean that that voice is not offering a wounding energy or any other type. But even so, all voices deserve to be heard. Just as much as the other side of that is, you have the power to decide what you are listening to and what you are calling forward. And so anytime you find yourself in a chaotic spin, anytime you find yourself confused, anytime you find yourself without clarity, pay attention to what you've been paying attention to. And then are you willing to lift up and to see that from the broader picture? Because that's part of the illumination that is happening right now. That's part of the new normal. Part of the new normal is, you know, even as I'm speaking with all of you right now, I was sharing with Sri this morning. For me, part of the new normal is trying to recognize that what I'm going through is a level of normal when it comes to the evolution of consciousness. And and we constantly are because we have been in this 7-day experience, and today is day 7, and I got to tell you guys, I don't know how much of me is here, but I'm sure these mini soul readings will be off the charts today.
Well, I tell you what, my beloved Kira Ra is so committed to her communion with the Ascended Ones that at times it gets difficult just to walk up and down the stairs, let alone to cook a meal or enjoy the physical. Now, this is not a complaint or a loss. It is just simply a statement that we align to a level. We align to whatever that field of engagement is. So you can take this as a metaphor for communication. When our vocabulary is limited, we tend to align with those who can also have a limited vocabulary. When our vocabulary is elaborate and nuanced, we tend to have friends that can enjoy that with us. And I certainly experienced that when back in the college days when my vocabulary took a little peak and then it came down to a different normal.
And I want to, you know, Sri, as you're talking about this, can I throw in one of these emails?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, like I mentioned, from yesterday's show, which really got kind of triggered got expanded when we read Benjamin's email as well. And again, go watch that show, Explore the Mysteries, from yesterday. You can catch it at OneNessTalkRadio.com in the regular rotation. It'll be up at Sri and Kira Radio later tonight, along with this show. It's up at Sri and Kira Radio right now. And of course at YouTube, if you want to watch the video of it at the Oneness Talk Radio channel. Today, of course, we're broadcasting over at our official Sri and Kira channel. So I want to read, we got so much email about the show, and thank you guys for engaging and caring and really coming together. Mm-hmm. And remember that if you'd like to send us an email, just send it to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com. Again, that's just guest@SriandKiraRadio.com. We get hundreds of emails here. We do our best to get to as many as we can, and often we pick those that reflect a synopsis of many that are coming in.
They help launch a conversation.
Right. So whether it's your email we read or not, our heart knows that yours gets answered. And we've got so many. I want to try to answer a few more today. Also get to those phone lines. So this one came in this morning, actually, and was forwarded to us. And I love this subject line. There it is.
Forgive them. They know not.
That forgive them, they know not. Now, we talked a lot about that yesterday on the show. So do you want to read this, Sri?
I'm happy to.
Sri's got his glasses. I'm going to let him read it while I drink some coffee and get ready for all your amazing soul readings.
And it goes like this. Namaste, Sri and Kira. I resonated so much with your Saturday show, The Mysteries.
Thank you.
I received an email from what I thought was a great friend, and she really is a great friend as she revealed something to me.
Now bring your hands to your heart. This is a fascinating email, and I bet every one of you has been through this.
She sent me a link to an article that talked about the hidden evils of yoga and how yoga is being used to shift people into demonic worship. I'm starting a new yoga business and have been...
Now, this is her friend who sent her this, who she's starting a yoga business.
She says, I've been having a slow start in my yoga business, which I shared with this friend. When I received the email, I was floored. My ego rose up in total defiance. Does she think I'm stupid enough to be taken in by Kool-Aid pushers? A Jim Jones reference. I walked around my apartment gathering the contents in my mind for an email that would knock her backwards out of her chair.
Now, have you ever done that? Have you ever, like, I'm going to send this response and I'm
going
to say this,
straighten
right? You
this
start
story
doing all
up.
That.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about this email. I think we all can resonate with what she has been through so far, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And as I walked around my apartment gathering this epic response.
It was an epic response.
I literally walked into an invisible wall. I could not move. Mm. And at the same time, I saw the words in my mind and then heard in my ear a calm, stop. You do not need to defend yourself to anyone.
Beautiful.
Why are you allowing this to bother you? What about your slow business start is bothering you?
That is the question.
Thank your friend because in her ignorance, she has gifted you a valuable lesson. Bless her and move on. So I laugh because my heart became so light at that very moment and I actually started giggling at myself. I got on the computer and I responded with a sincere thank you to the email. And as I got up from my chair, I remembered, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Just wanted to share. I love you both. Gabriella.
Well, Gabriella, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful email. Because, Sri, I wanted to read this email because this was really very tied into what you were just talking about. And how many of you are finding that within your new normal, you have new friends?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe in the moment, you feel like you have no friends. And you know, one of the parts of this journey, one of my dearest friends, Johanna Sand, of course, my husband is my best, dearest booby, but one of my dearest friends, female friends, is Johanna Sand. And Johanna and I were having this conversation on Sunday, and we're going to be talking more about this when we talk about trust on our show, The Voices of Conscious Women, this coming Thursday night at 5 p.m. So join us there. That's Pacific time. But what we were saying was, even though we are friends, it is a lonely journey.
Yeah.
That if you have decided to really break free and say yes to a level of consciousness that is ever expanding and ever growing, if you have really surrendered into it. And I am certainly not saying that this is your journey. It is mine. And it has been Johanna's. It is certainly my husband's. And we know many, many people. And part of that moment is recognizing that what has is shifting and what is unknown. And those are those moments where it's honestly the jumping through the void moment. Those are the moments where only you and all of your practices and meditations and connections, only you can take that step backwards or forwards. And the gift is that you've taken a step. It's not that you went backwards or forwards, because it's when you don't step at all that the pain begins.
Yep.
And it is that habit of the pain that Archangel Zadkiel talks about that will keep you stuck with those who are telling you when you're trying to open your beautiful yoga studio that you're involved in something that's trying to create a demonic practice. Now, while certainly my worldview would dispute that article. My global universal view sees the divine perfection just as you did, Gabriella. And just as all of you, I know, who are listening to this show are. And this is that moment of what is normal. What is normal is that we are living in multiple dimensions at once, and that very few of us are aware of that. What is normal for Sri and I is that we have had to adapt us to the fact that something is going on in me right now. And we're going to talk a lot more about that in the second half of the show. Those of you that are on our newsletter list, you got our email on the Equinox, so you already know. But we're going to save all that for the second half of the show, because we're going to read you guys some of these new channeled ensoulments that are going to blow your mind.
And some of those are going to be posted in the Sri and Kira app.
Yeah, so get the app. Get the app. Because remember, every Monday we post a new weekly ensouled message. And so every week these are in there, and we're going to start putting these in this week. Sure. So, Sri, we have tons of more emails coming in. We have a full bank of phone lines.
Well,
we have so much to share, but let's say hi to all of you. And guys, we are not stopping for a break today. There are just so many of you. We want to get to as many of you as we possibly can.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we go to, it looks like, San Diego, California, and we'll say hi to Allison.
Hey, Allison, Angel, how are you?
Hello, dear, do you hear us?
We're not on mute, are we, Sri? I don't see the little panel.
Okay.
Where's our panel?
Okay.
Hold on, everybody. We don't think we're in there.
There are.
Yeah. Okay, so give us just 1 second to bring in the callers. Forgive us. We had so much happening. Do you have to press star 3?
I'm going to do it just to see.
All right.
We got the...
There we are. I hear voices now. Sri, take off our mute. I see
you. Okay, hang on
Allison.
A second.
Speaking. You hear me now?
We can hear you
we
now.
We are connected.
And you know, I love that we're saying we are connected, because Sri and I have been working with a lot of connections today, and we're glad you're here as one of them. Welcome, Angel.
Well, thank you, honey. I totally feel connected, and I just want to say how grateful and blessed we all are to have this wonderful community to connect with continually. You've made this so much more accessible. Thank you. And
thank you.
I am in the midst of some major healing and just wanted to know if you have any beautiful words of anything to come through.
Well, honey, that's why I asked. That's why I literally, the minute I felt your energy, that's why I literally said, how are you?
I
feel
you.
Oh, God, I love you so much, honey. I'm just going to share, because you called in, and so I'm just going to share what they're saying, and I pray it's not too private or intimate to be sharing publicly. If it is, go, Kira, shut up. You know, I'm good with that. I take criticism well. So I just want to share with you, my love, that your body feels very full, like a swollen energy. And there's also, I really feel it. And there is a, it's like a vertical right over the heart area that is trying to work extra hard to help you process this. And your body is saying that it is time for you to let go of all that has, it's like, I don't want to use the word a past hurt, but it's a pain. It's a deep pain. And your body is saying that the swelling is the tears that need to be cried. And that it's okay to just sit and cry and cry. And that not all these tears are yours. Some of them are for the planet. Some of them are for the universe.
Okay.
But that you are birthing. And that it is actually a birthing moment for you. And they're saying that sometimes labor is just painful. And that it's good to know that as soon as the child is delivered, it is forgotten, it is gone, and one always restores. And they're saying that this is going to restore you faster than you think. But there is work to do in this now moment. And I'm seeing you, it's almost
beautiful.
Like you need a blanket.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's like I see you in a blanket, and you're holding this blanket as you're holding yourself and just saying, you know what, like, I'm going to start bawling, so I got to stop. So, I mean, I'm feeling you. So I'm just know that I'm with you, and I honor you, because what you're doing big
thank
work.
You.
Yeah. No, thank you, Allison. I love you, honey. Many blessings.
Many blessings.
Uh-huh. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
We love you, honey. Namaste. Whoo, Sri. Wow. I also want to give a quick shout out. We're getting so many emails here, but our producer just forwarded me one, and she said, Kira, we've gotten this one. It's huge. I do have it, but I cannot respond to this on the air. And it's from Vatia to... I'm not going to pronounce your name right, Angel. Vitayutas. I promise you we will read this email. It is the first time my producer has forwarded it to us. We will read it. We will either address it on the show next weekend or you'll hear from us in private. But this is a big email, guys, about the ascension symptoms.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot going on with the ascension symptoms right now. And it's pretty powerful.
You know, there is so much happening that sometimes we forget that we have an innocent child called our body.
Yes, yes.
And our body is trying so hard to...
Ooh, my heart is really still feeling Allison and all of you.
And it's important to remember that while you have some consciousness and context that you're having frequency adjustments, your body's going like, what's up? Did I do something wrong?
Well, I can tell you guys that I am living through that right now. There's moments where I've even just stopped and I've had to just say, okay, what would be wrong with a me that would not be accepting this or moving forward with this? I mean, I will share with you guys that this energy that's been coming in has been shaking me to my core and has really brought in an extraordinarily profound moment. And, you know, we'll read one of these messages right when we get into the second half of the show today, but it's all about, my angels, consciousness or ego, consciousness or ego, and recognizing that as you choose consciousness, the ego is going to throw every tantrum it can. And my favorite comment is Archangel Zodkiel's. This is also from our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. But my favorite comment is when Archangel Zodkiel said, the ego is a sly pirate. It is a sly pirate, and it will do anything to stop your growth because it's terrified. And once you can really own that and work with that and call that in, wow, does that illuminate everything. Right. And it also helps pop through those veils that's what you were talking about earlier, the new normals. Well, right? All those different levels of normal.
You know, and we try so hard to fit in, to be normal as a younger being. And so the ego has this imperative that I must be approved of.
Yeah.
I must be likable. I must conform to some extent. And of course, the opposite of conforming is to say I must be different, which is still a need for attention.
Absolutely.
You know? So the ego is very much got this juvenile kind of logic that it plays. But here's the deal. Regardless of the evolutionary level of the ego, the fact is it's part of this brain, this density brain. It's part of this body. And you will be carrying your ego with you. So there's two things that need to happen. One is it's good to educate this inner child a little bit and allow it to feel safe, which leads to the other thing is don't repress your ego.
Yeah.
Love your ego into a peaceful state where it doesn't feel that it has to control anymore.
Well, you know, I need to giggle. I cannot keep up with what's going on in the Oneness Talk Radio chat, but oh my God, you guys, I have to giggle. So there's this whole thing in there about friends. First of all, hello. We're all here together. There is not one of you listening to this show or in the chat room at OnenessTalkRadio.com that is without a friend. So I'm going to take issue with that. What I will concur is that your friend identity is shifting.
Yep.
Now, what I'm giggling about so much is, and there's no way you guys would know this, when Sri and I were on what I call the carnival circuit, because it was a carnival.
The New Age shows.
It was the New Age shows and all that. And because we're so outside of those labels, even though people love to label us. But it was just such a carnival. There was so much flim-flam and so much all about money. And Sri and I are there being so naive, thinking people really wanted to do the work and that authenticity was important, that we got labeled. And Akhil, you're going to love this sitting over there. We got labeled as spiritual renegades. That we were literally called spiritual renegades. And when Newsweek featured us in an article, that everyone talked about how we were the spiritual renegades because we would not sell out. We turned down the $1 million book deal. We left the carnival circuit and consciously did it to go live with the Highland elders for 7 years in Guatemala and dive into the depth of what the planet and the universe and the cosmos was asking. And people were like, you guys were right there. You were insane. You threw it all away. Well, maybe by the normal standards.
Well, the New Age normal,
exactly,
the New Age dogma was not a comfortable moniker for us. You know, so I think each of us has to listen inward if you want to find the peace
yeah.
that was referred to earlier yeah. as the measure. You know, and the other thing that I want to say, that people who are truly committed to this path of self-ascension, there will be times when you're going to feel alone.
There, but you're lonely. I want to say there's times you'll be lonely.
You're never alone.
You're never alone.
And you can always reach out and receive the embrace of the angels, the ascended ones, and this community right here.
App. Get the app. That is the, you know, Sri and I get it, guys. I mean, Johanna and I were having this conversation just 2 days ago, and we'll talk about it a little bit more on our show, Voices of Conscious Women, this coming Thursday night. But it's important to recognize that, yes, you're going to have lonely moments. And if anybody tells you you're not, they're a liar. They just have an ulterior motive. Forgive me, guys, but you will. And are you going to, like, suddenly, the minute you wake up to a new level of consciousness, everything else disappears? No, you still have a body. But what does happen, and forgive me for using that word, but I really prefer not to. But what does happen is that as your discernment grows, your gratitude expands, your joy ignites, and your divine connection becomes so solid, so stable, so clear, so truly trustworthy that you start recognizing that it was only the illusion that you were ever alone. And that all of those so-called friends, I'm going to put it like this, and we have another great email I want to read as much, that all of these so-called friends that, you know, when I met Sri, okay, and I think I even have that in Sacred Union, The Journey Home. When I met Sri, my dearest best friend broke my heart because she told me about how he was the devil and he was a bad man and I better not be with him. And oh my God, I got kicked out of the store I was doing readings in because of Sri. They wanted nothing to do with Sri. In hindsight, do you guys know that was the best thing that ever happened to me? And two things happened, and I want to share this because I know all of you have had this experience. So I was as you guys know, I was an extremely successful businesswoman before I died of cancer, literally, and died of cancer from working myself to death and had
literally
worked myself to death, had a very profound near-death experience. But this was in the 80s when most people weren't talking about it. And then me, stubborn Kira Ra, spent 10 more years rejecting who I was. And those were the most chaotic, I would use the word horrible, years of my life. So after I had this near-death experience, I then went into an extremely challenging 10-year period. But what happened at the end of that 10-year period is that I wound up out of the corporate business world and into a very major bankruptcy. I mean, it was a seven-figure bankruptcy. My Lexus was carted away. You know, my 6,500 square foot home was foreclosed upon. And it forced me to who I was. Yeah. And had I accepted this right after my near-death experience, I suspect I wouldn't have had to go through that drama. But for whatever reason, I did. And so at the end of all that, I remember being on my knees. And this was the last night I had in my big 6,500 square foot home. My next door neighbors were Denver Broncos. I was living in Evergreen, Colorado. And I remember in that moment, being in my tub, because I had this great bathroom, I saw this golden portal of light come into my third chakra. And this is why I have a tattoo there today. I actually put a tattoo there that mimics what this looked like. And when that golden portal of light came in, I was shown two things. I was shown how I could have saved my house, and I could have. I could have saved my house. I could have gotten that part of my life back on track. Or I was shown a vision of myself with really long hair. And if you guys know, my hair is a little bit below my waist. At that time, my hair was just at my shoulders. I was shown a picture of me with really long hair. I was wearing this flowy skirt, clothes I didn't normally wear then. And I was dancing and I was barefoot and I was so happy. And in that moment, I simultaneously felt extraordinary terror and sadness and exhilaration. Because I already knew the choice was made. And in many respects, it wasn't even a choice. It was like, pay attention. And so I kid you guys not, I wound up in a very shishi metaphysical store in Cherry Creek, Colorado, in the back with literally, it was like a screen, right?
Yeah, just a little divider panel. To,
and this is, because that's how, you know, that's where I wound
first,
up Nady Street.
Went to her office.
Yeah, my office was the back of the metaphysical store. But within a week, I went from people coming in and requesting a reading to a 1 month wait. Then I went to a 3 month wait. And in my naivety, I went to the owner of the store when she was at her peak. And this was right around the time you had come in. It was right around then when Tree came in. And this is when I learned the most valuable lesson about quantum clairvoyant vision. And I didn't realize it then. And I went to her unasked for, and I looked her straight in the eye, and I said, Mary, you're going to lose this store. You're going to go bankrupt. And the time to sell this store is right now. That if you sell the store right now, if you go ahead and you start moving on, you'll really have a much better experience in your life. But if not, this store is going to close. Now, I will share you guys from all outside lenses, that was insane. And Sri had just come into my life. And so her response to me was, you're being poisoned by Sri. He's a negative entity come to interrupt you. And I need you to leave the store. And that's what that got me. And I left the store, which was the greatest gift. Now, bear in mind, Mary and I were really, I thought she was one of my dearest friends. And I had another friend who actually got her job in the store because of me. She wound up packing up my stuff to get me out of there. So my two best friends kicked me out, literally. And that was the start of Sri and Kira. Wow. And it was also a powerful lesson about indeed, never giving unsolicited advice. However, I do want to share one thing with you. When did she go bankrupt? Was it not even six months later
or something like that?
6 months later, not only was she bankrupt, she lost her home. She lost everything. And I'm not saying that for any reason other than it didn't matter that I was given accurate information. I violated a sacred covenant by sharing it with someone who did not ask for it. Yeah. And so there
were so many
powerful lessons. So thank you guys for listening to that story, because we actually have quantum clairvoyance coming right up in April.
And one of the things in Kira's quantum clairvoyance class is not only does she teach you how to go into the quantum field with ease, she also helps you understand what information is meant to be shared, what information is not.
Exactly.
And the responsibilities that come with having more accurate sight. And it is important. As we grow, we become more responsible.
And we started talking about this yesterday. And so I know that all of you probably have that wonderful, beautiful friend who gives you constant, you know what I saw around you? You know what I know? Oh, you're from Atlantis, or you're this, or you're that. Love them. They know not what they do. Because when we truly awaken to our clairvoyant ability, the first thing we learn is the silence and the gift of not sharing unless we are very clear. It is a profound responsibility, and I am humbled to have this gift in my life, and I take it very seriously. And that's why we left the carnival circuit, because we just saw too many beings doing things that that for what we feel good about, we couldn't support. And I'm not saying that every being wasn't being served. Absolutely. Everyone's needs are always met. There's a teacher for every student.
Well, and there's an irony at work. We're at times, we all need to be in the house of mirrors that is egoic gatherings.
Yeah, that's true.
And until we outgrow that. And until we outgrow it, there's something in there for us.
Absolutely.
There's something that you'll take away that will
help you. Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of something in there, look at all these beautiful people here. Let's go to the chat room.
Okay, we're going to say hi to somebody who looks like from Michigan.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Angel.
How are you?
Oh, we are delighted to be with you, sweetheart.
I just wanted to say that I have been listening to your shows for the past couple of weeks. I don't even remember how I stumbled on you. It must have been a synchronicity that needed to happen.
Sounds right.
I absolutely love you guys. This is one of the best shows that I've listened to.
Thank you.
I was wanting to know if I could have a mini soul reading, because there is a lot of strange things going on with my body, and I know the doctors aren't going to find out what's going on. I need to know for myself what's going on.
Yes, you do. No, you really do. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. As you were sharing, what I was seeing was, it's interesting, it starts around your wrists, and it's like a spiraling energy, and it goes up, and it's not that it traps in your joints, but it's like it picks up a momentum, and it shifts, and then it comes into your shoulders, it comes right over. It's funny, it's like a, how do I want to describe this? It's almost like a vest, but it's short. It's just across the very top of your, like, what is this area called, Sri? The clavicle? What is this?
Or the sternum?
The sternum area?
Or above there,
right.
the high lungs.
Yeah, and it radiates around the back. Now, what they're saying is that you are in a purification process, and that's probably why you found this show. I'm seeing you, and it's like you're walking not on the earth, like maybe there's like it could just be half an inch of like electricity or energy, and that your body is caught. You're caught between this energy that's trying to assist you to ascend and the energy that's terrified of it, quite frankly. And they're saying that that is part of why, it is part of why you found this, because what you need is absolute reassurance that you, there is nothing wrong with you. And I love that you're getting this reading today as we're talking about what is normal. What they are saying is that certainly go to the doctors, get your peace of mind, and then drink more water, smile more, do what you love first every day, and start, they're saying, they're doing this. It's like I'm walking through and they're saying, just get rid of everything. There's too much trying to like stop. It's like clutter. They're saying, just make the space for you to be, and all will release and be seen clearly. And so I am just honored to meet you, and I love you so dearly, and you have a huge mission, and I honor you and your body for saying yes, because this, you're in a preparation moment. And so thank you for sharing with all of us. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Whew, wow. And everybody take a breath. I know I'm taking a breath, because there's just so much going on. Oh, my
God. You know,
God.
And it's, I just want to speak for all of us that when...
Clear your throat, too.
When we have a moment of upliftment presented to us, there is also a moment of fear, because that inner child, that egoic state is going, what's happening? I feel like I'm losing control.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have a little mercy on yourself. As Kira said, relax, breathe, create space, and do what brings you joy. Listen to uplifting music. Do some journaling, some reading, some nature walks, whatever it is, so that you can cultivate that sense of, I trust my life.
I trust my life. And you know, when we say, I trust my life, what we're really saying is, I trust myself.
Yes.
You know, and what is normal, consciousness or ego? Well, it really depends upon which dimension you're in, doesn't it? And I think, Sri, we should talk about that. And
okay.
I also, guys, just want to give a shout out. I'm unable to type in at the Oneness Talk Radio right now, but just want to share a couple things over in the chat. Thank you for sharing your personal story, as it is a great lesson for me. And I am looking forward to quantum clairvoyance. And thank you, and Sri, for offering it, as I was blown away by AMI. Yes. Yes, yes, a base of medical intuitive. Go do the home study now that he's finished the live. And love you both, Susan. We love you too, Susan. And a lot of other people here talking about this. This is what I mean. You are not without friends if you are in this chat room or you are watching this show. We sincerely understand you. And thank you for giving the gift of loving yourself even more. And Sri, I think we should talk about what's been happening in the 7 days.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, how many of you over the past 7 days have noticed maybe things you hadn't noticed, or have noticed a rapid escalation? Remember, the past 7 days included the 3 days before and the 3 days after the equinox.
That was last Wednesday.
Huge super moon. Oh my gosh, our moon here was so bright light. Every picture we took, all we got was floods of light in the camera. And it was crazy.
Yeah. And so in this synchronicity of events on the global and cosmic scale, we were started, especially Kira Ra began to receive this communication from a new group of crystalline beings.
Yeah.
And basically what they said is, we will be with you each day.
So they have been. And honestly, guys, I will share with you, and I pray that it's not coming across in the show today. I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. I have not really slept this week. I mean, I do. I'm in bed, but then I have to get out of bed. Lots of transmissions. My body symptomology all over the books.
Off the charts.
Even as I'm speaking to you right now, I am so, I've been in this like super heat. It's like, I feel, the only way I can describe it is as if my blood's been boiling for 7 days. I feel like maybe my blood is being transfused through this boiling energy. And in addition to that, there has also been this strong connection. And when this group came in, it was very, very, very powerful. And this group, this first came in during a reading. A lot of you know that Sheree and I do private sessions, and my private sessions are always extraordinary. I mean, off the charts, such
very
an honor
so.
To
very
do them.
So.
And this one brought through a whole new experience.
Yeah. Yeah, and you want to share a little
well,
bit?
Well, yeah, I thought maybe you would want to talk about how that, and if not,
yeah.
I'll do it. I just don't want any more hate mail that I talk more than Sheree. Please bear in mind that Sheree and I are very clear on how much each one of us talk, so I'm kind of afraid, to be honest with
I'll
you.
I'll let that
yeah,
go.
Yeah, okay.
But here's the thing. Every time Kara does a reading, she opens up this pure portal of information. And this portal is for the recipient, you know, their guides, their particular ascended ones that are working with them are using Kara as a way of speaking more directly to the client to help them accelerate their path.
Yeah.
And what happened during this particular reading, with which was for a friend that we...
A very dear friend of ours who's taking us all to Bhutan. I mean, we've known this man a long time, and he's a very special person.
And because...
As you all are.
Well, but there is this soul group kind of alignment here with him.
Yeah.
And so what began to came through, well, there was a lot of information that was just for him. As the portal opened, there was information that came through that was for more than just him.
And a new practice. And what I'm going to do is just share, for those of you that are watching us on YouTube, I don't know, normally I would be looking at my fingers this way, but it begins like this. Hold on. You have to have, it's hard for me to do it in reverse. There we are. And the pinkies are like antennas. So it's like, but it has to be, no, I'm doing it wrong. Anyway, I'm not going to show it all to you right now because I know I'm doing it wrong, but there has been such a profound download. But what's happened, guys, is that for those of you that have known Sheree and I for over the past 17 years that we've been out there in the public, you know that I stopped doing live ensoulments because it was physically killing me because of the way that I did live ensoulments. When I would come back, Sheree holds my soul while I'm gone. Those of you that watch the New Year ensoulment. And when I come back, I feel every single energy that's around me, especially live. And doing the New Age carnivals, I would come forward with love and hate mixed. And it was literally killing me.
Yeah, and all the thought forms. You remember every thought you have, especially a thought fueled with emotion, is flying out through the ethers. Mm-hmm. And so if you're saying, if you're judging this this presenter, and judging them and criticizing them or holding thoughts that are, or even thoughts that are harsh toward another being sitting next to you, Kara feels it all.
And so this group that came in through this reading with Ken, and I'm just going to read you some of the notes I wrote down. And then remember, get the app, get our app, because you get daily inspiration, you get weekly guidance. The Aum practice with Sheree should be done all the time. Meditations, of course, a Oneness Talk Radio player. And then for as little as $8 a month, we're talking $2 a week, you get these weekly channeled messages. And that's pretty powerful stuff.
Absolutely.
And,
it'll
so we're going to
accelerate.
Yeah. So we're going to put this message in for this week, but we just want to read you maybe just a little bit. But this message came in. It was the very first message. The first oral message came in during the reading with Ken. And we are transcribing it and making sure Ken gives us permission to put it out there. And I'm pretty sure he is. The first written message is this one right here, and it was delivered on March 18th, 2019 at 1:30 p.m., and yes, I'm doing the Ascended Numerology about it, and it was specifically talking about the energy of this week, this past week, and the March 20 Super Worm Moon Equinox, and I think we should just read maybe that and that, or which part?
Yeah.
We don't want to read it all because it could zonk you out. It zonked me out. But guys, we have pages and pages of what's been coming through. And every one of these ensoulments, I was told to attribute to the Ascended Numerology. So I've had to write down the month, the day, the year. They want the time that the transmission is completed. So it's the date, the month, everything, the time the transmission is completed. And if they mention an upcoming date, then I have to put that in as well. So I have started a journal of, it's almost like a forecast. And remember that this coming week here at Official Sri and Kira, we'll be putting out the April revelations. And oh, wow.
Wow, this month is flying by.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Big time. So, Sri, do you want to share a little? Because it really talks about what is this new normal. And, you know, Sri and I are sharing with you our new normal right now is living with a whole new ensoulment energy that is seeking a much greater voice. Yeah. And so it's like we're being asked to come out again. And, you know, with your support, I think we can do that.
And so I invite you to just take a moment, hand on heart, take a breath. Because I'm just going to read a piece of this. However, there is an energetic sharing beyond the words. The words are the door. The energy is what's coming to you.
Yeah.
March 20, supermoon, equinox. That which has been in dormancy is arising. Are you seeing it? Are you welcoming it? Are you afraid of it? Within this moment of allness, everything and everyone is arising from dormancy.
Wow. You know, I just, guys, I hope you've been doing the cosmic portal practice, because as you were sharing that, Sri, I just felt that whole cosmic portal open up. This is part of why we have the Avesa Mandala behind us today, so that that energy is just really with you right now. And let's just read maybe the bottom. Who is this group? Who is this group?
And so, yes, and they responded. We are the directors, a collective energy of crystalline light that have the mission of service to all in form who are activated and activating. We come so that you are not afraid of who you are, and so that you are welcomed as a dear friend rather than one to be chastised or admonished.
So I want you to breathe that in, that this is a really beautiful moment. And, you know, it was funny when they first came in and they gave this name, the director, Sri was like, well, I don't know if I like that, you know, the directors, whatever. And so it's very cute because the very next day, that afternoon, this one came in at 1:30. The very next one that came in at 5:37 that night, they introduced themselves as the divine directors in response to Sri's concern that all of you might have an issue with the directors. But, you know, who are we to say? You know, it's all illusion, right? But I will just read the first paragraph of, or the first sentence of the next one. And we're going to be putting this full first one in the app tonight. And here's what they said. And they wanted it to be written as the divine directors continue. So all week long, it's been continue, continue, continue. And tomorrow will be the actual precipice culmination for Sri and I on this. And we're actually retreating. We will not be available publicly. We will not be responding to email. We have to check out all day tomorrow through Tuesday afternoon. So here it is. Here's what they said. And this was at 5:37 p.m. that same evening. We are the divine directors, and we are here for all the starseeds, walk-ins, hybrids, and activated beings of crystalline light that are calling out for reassurance. You are heard. And then there's a lot more. And so that's been our new normal, and we pray that it's not too wild a new normal for all of you, because each of you is adapting to your new normal. I can tell you that right now. And this past week has been very much about that. And remember, here we are at the 24th. We only have 4 days left of this Mercury retrograde. So what's now returning? What's now restoring? What is now coming in? And remember, the cycle within the cycle will not end until April 16th. But the retrograde, the intensity of the retrograde is now releasing. And so we're on the flip side, guys. And the body needs reassurance, and that can only happen from your multidimensional overlay, from your ascended presence.
You know, and part of reassuring the body is giving it the motion and activity that bodies were designed to have.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Gentle yoga, you know, mindfulness walking, and the movement and the stretching moves.
Go do any of the self-ascension practices at SriAndKira.com.
Yes,
come join
me
in quantum clairvoyance. I'm going to be doing live video quantum clairvoyance starting April 2nd. I'm going to be doing readings as part of the program. Come learn about quantum clairvoyance. Get your answers to anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And angels, we're running out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes
here. We have like literally a minute, right? or 2 minutes.
We have a couple minutes.
Oh, Sri always keeps the time.
And so it's important as we kind of come to the moment of recap that we recognize that your life is your sacred journey.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everything in your life. There are no accidents.
No.
There are synchronicities. There are events that, quote unquote, conspire to awaken you to something.
Yeah.
You could be awakening to the resolution of an emotional pattern. You could be awakening to an attachment.
Yep.
You could be awakening to the fact that it's time to bring more inward awareness. And each of us has a process that we go through over our lifetime.
Yes.
And at some point, you reach a station or an expanded way of being that allows you to be able to be more in the mentorship role, to be able to outreach more easily and support others who are also walking that path of expansion. And so I invite those of you who are committed and are walking this path to let yourselves be seen.
You deserve it.
You know,
you deserve it.
There are plenty of beings out there that want and need to interface with you.
Yes.
And it isn't about saying you have to teach. It's about saying to your presence counts.
Your presence is the teacher. And to all of you that have been holding on the phone, please, please, please call back again. Your next shot to speak with me would be Thursday night at 5 p.m. Or next Saturday at 1 p.m. with Sri and I on Explore the Mysteries, or of course every Sunday at noon right here on the Voice of Passionate Action. To all of you that have called in, to all of you that are in the chat room, to all of you that have written us emails, I promise you we will get to those emails. Do not fret. They all matter. We love you. Your voice matters, and what brings you joy is normal.
And so, beloved ones, until we have the pleasure and the joy of being with you live at the next opportunity, we want you to breathe deeply.
Yes.
Trust yourselves and know that all is truly well.
And check that app for the first message from the Divine Directors. We are going to share more. We love you.
Namaste.
To this extraordinary moment. You know, first and foremost, if you would like a mini soul reading, if you would like to join the conversation, Sri, what's that number?
That number is 517-208-1500. 517-208-1500.
Yeah, and you want to make a note of that because that is our call-in number for all of our shows here at OnenessTalkRadio.com. We want to say hi and welcome to all of you in the chat room. Hello and welcome to all of you at YouTube that have been so patient, so kind, and so loving with our growing pains as we've been learning how to broadcast. And thank you. We are grateful. And I am grateful for this weekend. What an extraordinary energy, huh?
Well, it's been fabulous.
Really?
You know, sometimes when the frequency is lifting, it stimulates us in ways we did not expect. I know for myself, I've often felt like I was more tender, more available emotionally because there's all this frequency lifting. And it's kind of like, okay, be present or self-sabotage.
Well, self-ascension or self-sabotage, and that's where we are right now. And if you were with us yesterday, and I hope and pray that you were, thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.